Chapter 17. Carly Beth found Chuck and Steve a few minutes later. They were across the street from her, standing in the light of someone's driveway, examining the contents of their trick-or-treat bags. Carly Beth ducked behind the wide trunk of an old tree near the sidewalk. Her heart began to pound as she spied on them. Neither boy had bothered to put on a real costume. Chuck had a red bandana tied around his head and a black mask over his eyes. Steve had blackened his cheeks and forehead with big smudges and wore an old tennis hat and a torn raincoat. "Is he supposed to be a bum?" Carly Beth wondered. She watched them sift through their bags. They had been out for quite a while, she saw. Their bags appeared pretty full. Suddenly, Steve glanced up in her direction. Carly Beth jerked her head back behind the tree trunk. Had he seen her? No. "Don't blow it now," she told herself. "You've waited so long for this moment. You've waited so long to pay them back for all the scares." Carly Beth watched the two boys make their way up to the front porch of the next house. Nearly tripping over the broomstick, she darted away from the tree. She ran across the street and ducked low behind a hedge. "When they come back down the driveway, I'll leap out. I'll pounce on them. I'll scare them to death," she thought. The low hedge smelled piney and sweet. It was still wet from the morning's rain. The wind made the leaves tremble. What was that strange whistling sound? It took Carly Beth a while to realize it was her own breathing. She suddenly began to have doubts. "This isn't going to work," she thought, crouching lower behind the trembling hedge. "I am a complete jerk. Chuck and Steve aren't going to be scared by a stupid mask. I'm going to jump out at them, and they're going to laugh at me, as they always do. They're going to laugh and say, 'Oh, hi, Carly Beth, looking good,' or something like that. And then they'll tell everyone in school how I thought I was so scary and how they recognized me immediately and what a total jerk I am. And everyone will have a good laugh at my expense. Why did I ever think this would work? What made me think it was such a hot idea?" Crouched behind the hedge, Carly Beth could feel her anger grow. Anger at herself, anger at the two boys. Her face felt burning hot inside the ugly mask. Her heart thudded loudly. Her rapid breaths whistled against the flat nose. Chuck and Steve were approaching. She could hear their sneakers crunch over the gravel driveway. Carly Beth tensed her leg muscles and prepared to pounce. "Okay," she thought, taking a deep breath. "Here goes."